Let's bring him in. Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, CBS Sports coverage of the Masters on Saturday and Sunday was up 45% from last year, and the average viewership was up 51%. Almost 9 million people watched the 2 days. And you can say what you want, but you know what helped increase that amount of people? Tiger Woods being in there. I'm telling you, he's a major moneymaker for the PGA. And they also had a great final round, Mike. Mike texted me talking about how the Yankees lost 3 out of 4 to the Orioles. And I said, who cares? I'm watching the Masters. And I can't tell you what else Mike sent me after that. How you doing there, buddy?
It was a big weekend in sports this weekend. The Devils made the playoffs.
Yep.
Alain Vigneault, like we've been saying for a long time, has been fired. So the rebuilding of the Rangers have begun. And the Devils finished up the season very strongly. They play the Lightning in the first round. So we covered hockey. The Mets swept the Nationals this weekend, unbelievably. You could see just how much the Nationals missed Daniel Murphy because he wasn't available for this series. Nonetheless, the Mets won, and last night they won in 12 innings. I think a blizzard was about to start before the end of the game. So the Mets are sitting strong. I would be able to tell you about the standings. However, my computer decided to freeze and can't move. So that's the end of that. But the Mets are playing great baseball right now, a lot better than everybody thought. So a big one for the Mets. And then we come to the Yankees, who I know are 5-5. They're 5-5 after playing Toronto, Tampa, and Baltimore, three juggernauts of the American League. And Leroy Stanton played football, but this guy, he tries to play baseball.
Carlos.
He struck out 10 times in 2 games this week. 10 times in 2 games this week. Ladies and gentlemen that get up every morning to go to work, that's $500,000 in at-bats for strikeouts. The Yankees yesterday, as Marshall said, lost to the Orioles again. They're winning 8-7 in extra innings, losing 8-7 in extra innings again. Bases loaded, no outs, and you have the two Hall of Fame Yankees who have been canonized by the Pope as well, coming up. That is Mr. Schreck, also known as Mr. Judge, and Leroy Stanton. Schreck hits into a 1-2-5 double play, and then Mr. Stanton goes down swinging at the breeze again, and the Yankees lose. It was a great, great weekend.
All right. In other sports, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to report to the Giants off-season program.
Is that before or after he gets out of rehab?
He's not in rehab. Come on. No one says that he's on drugs. Believe you me, he's the attorney.
Well,
he's being tested.
Pictures are worth a thousand words.
He's being tested a lot. You know that.
Yeah, he's being tested. Hey, Lawrence Taylor was tested.
I think Johnny Manziel is going to wind up as a backup quarterback with one of the teams in the NFL.
Could be the Giants.
They say he's throwing pretty good when they look at him. Just keep, the whole thing is keeping that kid straight and on the straight and narrow. That's the whole thing about that kid.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know it's not an easy thing to do at all.
But back to baseball, I do know some things without the computer. The Dodgers are playing awful. One team that I mentioned early this year to watch out for if they get any kind of pitching. And I know it's early, but the Pirates in first place, and I think they're like 7-1 or 8-1. So the Pirates are playing very, very well as well. So the Yankees look absolutely awful. See what happens. They go to Boston tomorrow night. Maybe that'll wake them up a little bit. But like we always say, it's easy to play in these small market towns where there's no pressure on winning games. When you get off that plane at John F. Kennedy Airport, the pressure starts as soon as your foot hits the ground. And Stanton's not handling it too well. We have Judge in his second year, so Everybody knows where his holes are now. He's going to hit home runs. I mean, these guys are 6'10". When they hit the juiced ball with a regular swing, it's going to go over the fence. The key is to get hits when you need them to win games, and they're not getting it. And the catcher, I think he's hitting about 49. So the Yankees not off to a good start.
That's to say the least. The press asked Stanton about his start? And his quote was, "I had a very bad week."
Why would you even ask that question? I mean, even the blind guy selling pencils knows about the start he's having. Why would you even ask? Why would you? He struck out 10 times in 2 games.
Because that's
what kind of a start are you having? What do you think?
Because that's the New York media, and that's part of the pressure they put on players. They
what
just,
do you think? How about this one? How about this question? What's going to take for you to snap out of your slump? How about that? Because everybody knows he's in a slump.
Yep, no, you're right. But that's the pressure that the New York media puts on with these absurd questions and stuff like that. We'll see how the kid handles it. That's all you can do.
That's it.
Can't do any more than that.
Nope, but don't say I told you so.
Hey, how'd the racing go for you this weekend?
I can't tell because my computer's frozen. But I know my pick in the bluegrass ran second, and that destroyed all my tickets. The horse in the Oaks, she ran off the page again. She could be one of the best three-year-olds in the country, if not the best three-year-old. And like I said a month ago, there's a big horse out in California. His name is Justify. And I said if he wins the Santa Anita Derby, he's going to win the Kentucky Derby, you know, all being with luck in the Kentucky Derby, getting bounced around and post-position draw and whatnot. But this horse won in hand on Saturday. The naysayers and the know-it-alls on NBC, a.k.a. Jerry Bailey, who the last Derby pick that he had correct in April was probably his first one. These are people on NBC that also could not predict that American Pharoah was going to win the Derby, nonetheless, the Triple Crown. Justify won this race in hand. He was hand-ridden for most of the race, asked a little bit at the 3-H pole just by dropping the hands of Mike Smith, and he responded. And when Boltioro made a little bit of a run at him in the stretch, he got one crack at a whip and accelerated and drew away from Boltioro. He ran the race in 1:48.4, which was the fastest of any of the preps this weekend, and it was over a pretty dull track at Santa Anita, which was evident by the 107 buyer he got for the race. For those people that don't know what 107 buyer means, let's equate that to somebody hitting 450 in baseball. It's a very high buyer. It's only his third race of his lifetime, and in 3 races, every race he's run has achieved over 100 buyer. For whatever reason, the media doesn't like this horse. Usually they'd be all giddy all over themselves about this horse being a freak and being a super horse. Well, I'm saying it. He's a super horse and he's a freak. And unless he gets knocked sideways in the Kentucky Derby, he's going to win the Kentucky Derby.